The Pride Charlotte Festival has grown into a huge event that takes over a few blocks of South Tryon for the whole weekend.
I want to welcome you to day two of Pride Charlotte 2012.
A local drag queen named Roxy got the party going again yesterday. There were concerts, street vendors.
This is Antium Children's Books Publishing.
This is Proud Threads, and we're an LGBT clothing company.
Proud Marys, and we have a lot of knitwear, glassware, handmade jewelry.
And, of course,
we're just selling booze.
But the festival was more than just a party.
Hi, would you like to sign a petition supporting marriage equality?
Yeah, sure.
Yes. Great. Thank you so much.
Volunteers for the Human Rights Campaign say hundreds of people signed their petitions. Jeremy Pittman is the organization's deputy field director. He says the passage of Amendment 1 a few months ago, which outlawed gay marriage in the North Carolina Constitution, has been a huge motivator.
It was a devastating loss. It's a very personal loss for people to know that their neighbors, family, and friends voted against their basic equality.
That vote also changed some people's perceptions of North Carolina, like Tyler Murphy, who drove to the festival from Columbia.
I always kind of considered North Carolina to be like a more accepting neighbor than South Carolina, and to see something like that is kind of disheartening.
But Murphy says he's noticed more energy in the gay and transgender community since Amendment 1 passed. And that energy is one of the reasons this year's Pride Festival was the biggest ever in Charlotte, says its co-chair, Dave Webb.
This was a time for people in North Carolina and the Carolinas to come out and enjoy themselves and celebrate. You know, it's not a matter of tolerance. It's a matter of celebrating who we are.
And making a statement by sharing that celebration with thousands of others in Uptown Charlotte. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.